Hey, Tim. So on our last episode, we were talking about just confidence in sales and confidence in conversations. We touched on the 50%. So let's talk about that now, because I think this is probably going to be one of our most popular podcasts. Because if you listen to this one, and we only have about 15 minutes to do this, if you listen to this one, it'll change the trajectory of your business.
Yeah, hang on tight, because this is like the biggest question I think that you see in a free group as well as is the paid group, right? It's a confusion. What does 50% gross profit mean to you? Do you multiply all the numbers together and multiply times 0.5, 0.0? How does that work?
So in my world, I got a couple ways. So let's go Steve Shinholzer on this. I remember when Steve said, if it costs you a dollar, you charge two. That's straight 50%. That's just easy math. Easy math. Depending on your trade, depending on your world. And I think about that, like especially, and I mentioned before, like a lumber package. Let's say, for instance, you're building a house or you're doing an addition and you've got a $30,000 lumber package. Well, technically, cost you a dollar, you got to charge two. So that lumber package is now 60 grand. But if you keep doubling that stuff, you may take yourself completely out of a job. May not. I don't know that world to justify that and say, but I would feel that if you had a $70,000 thing and you just doubled that money to $140,000, that's 50%. That's how that works. But could it push you out of a job? Possibly. So what I've done and what I learned, I went, okay, how much money do I want to make in a day? And then I got to know my numbers. I mean, this is key. You got to really go through, figure out your numbers. How many working days? No, let me digress for just a second. I do not want to take away with what Tom Reber says. He is exactly right in how he explains and breaks down the 50% profit margin. But I got to tell you, I'm a Neanderthal. It confuses me. It confuses me a lot of times. But some other people, it goes right in their head and they completely understand it. So I had to circumvent that in a way that made sense for me. So once I understood what it cost me to break even or my overhead recovery for one day, and then I looked at how many working days I had in a year, and then I looked at how many working days we have in a month, averaging 22, I did all of that math and I figured out that it cost me $2,733 per day to recover my overhead. So then I go, okay, I'm going to use simple math here. If I double that, what's the math on that? What did I say? 27? What did I say? Mm-hmm. 2763? 222 working days a month, 264 days. That's 5266. So if I just recover my overhead and I times it times two, that is $5,266. So in essence, if I do that and I don't mark up my cost of goods at all, I just let the customers have that. I make $2,633 per day times 2633 times 264 is $695,000. That's not bad.
I can live on that. That's not bad. I'd be okay with that.
Not bad at all. So that's how my mind goes. So where did this come originally? Is I remember Steve saying when he got out of the pool business, he sold his company, got into the pond business, and he was going to do some other things. He said, if I'm going to leave my house, I feel like I need to make $1,000 a day. So no matter what I do, I'm going to make $1,000, but I have to recover my overhead, my break even. I need to know what that is. So if I do that, let's just say, for instance, easy math. He had to recover $1,000 a day and then charge $1,000 a day. So if someone calls and goes, hey, I want you to cut my grass. He's like, sweet. It's going to be $2,000. But he's obviously that's not going to work. So for me, I started going, oh, wait, what does it cost me to start my truck? What is my overhead? What does it look like? And okay, if I just made $1,000 a day times 264, $264,000, more money I've ever made in my life. And then maybe I'm talking to somebody and I can charge $1,500 above break even. And then, whoa, let's get crazy here. Then I go, actually, I'm going to mark up my materials this time. Materials are only $300. It's not much. So I'm going to mark that up $600. So now if I was at $1,000 plus my overhead recovery, $1,000, and then add $300 on it, Derek just made $1,300 that day. And then now it grows, Tim. It grows. I've got four crews running. I can literally look at my crews. I can put overhead on it. I can look at what man hours, what that truck makes a day. And I can go, okay, if I need to make $5,266 a day, $5,266 a day, what truck can recover that? That's my construction. My construction can cover that. This is just how my head works. My construction truck can cover that in one day. And then I've got three other trucks that are clear making money. all of them make at least $2,400 a day when they go out.
And you get your nut covered with one truck.
One truck.
Rex's gravy.
And then I've got 2,400 times three. I got to use a calculator. I'm an idiot. $7,200. So now Derek Johnson makes $7,200 a day taxable money. Now there's some expenses. I don't get to keep all that, but let's just say I did. Let's just say for fun, I did. Times 2, 6, 4, $1.9 million taxable. I'm in the 50% tax bracket now, so I can take half of that, take a bunch of stuff out of it. Maybe I can make 500 grand this year. And it all came from Steve saying, it cost you a dollar, charge two, and then I just had to figure out what it cost me.
Fighters, I want to invite you to go to milehighprofitsummit.com and check out the lineup we have for you at Mile High Profit Summit this year in Denver, Colorado. I'm super excited because not only are we bringing you the theme of Sell Unafraid, we're also unlocking breakout sessions for the first time. We're going to dig into the numbers. We're going to dig into attracting higher quality leads. We're going to dig in how to sell using simple tools that are out there for you so that you can walk home with higher profits and a better quality of life. Go to milehighprofitsummit.com and come join us and hang out. And let's get real this year and change your life, change your business. I'm out.
So let's talk a little bit about what that looks like. What is it in 22 days? What do you have to put in that number? Because you only have 22 working days a month. It's your cell phone. It's your truck note. It's your workers' comp. It's your insurance. It's your depending on how you operate with your team. You can put your whole team in overhead, or if you don't, they're in cost of goods. So that doesn't count. Because you don't know. Maybe they work 35 hours a week. Maybe they work 60 hours a week. So you don't know. So cost of goods, you got to keep it up. I don't. I put all of my team in there because they don't ever work less than 40. That's a given. And they don't actually work over 40 because we work 410s and they don't want overtime. So we've structured. They just work 40 hours a week. Keeps it really clean. So for me, actually, it's not 22 days because we work 410s. It's actually 17.3 working days in a month. So you just have to look at your bank account and you just have to go, what am I spending money on when I'm sleeping at night and I'm off on Saturdays and Sundays, but it still eats? The truck note still eats whether you're working or not, right? Your insurance still eats. All of those things on your bank statement. It's all there. And once you figure that out and you figure out the 22 days and you figure out your working days, it's going to spit out a number for you, what it costs you to operate for one day. And when you see that, two things are going to happen. One could be awful. You go, shit, it cost me $1,500 a day to operate and I just did a job for $1,000. So now you're 500 grand. Or you might go, wow, it only cost me $1,000 to operate. And I've been doing jobs for $1,500, $1,600, $3,000, $4,000. Okay. But your bank account doesn't lie. So I know I spent a lot of that stuff out there. What are you thinking right now, Tim?
Yeah, I'm thinking of a couple of things. One is, you know, I listen to podcasts and stuff like that. I'm on my walk. That's when I can really absorb stuff and be into myself. So I'm thinking that other people would like me, they're in the gym or they're going for their walks and they're exercising and they're listening to what just came out of your head. And they're saying, I didn't even get what he said. So people are going to be rewinding this thing and figuring out what the hell does that mean? Because these, like Derek, I remember the first time when you started sharing your numbers and I was looking at your numbers on the beach, you had a folder and I'm looking at the stuff and my head was ready to explode because I didn't know what all this, what's the cost of goods? What is this stuff? What is net? What is gross? I didn't know these numbers, but I knew I saw that bottom number and it's like, holy shit, how do I get there? So here's the thing, Derek. The numbers are the numbers. You know what you're talking about. Go back, listen to it again. You may not still get it. And it's okay because you don't have to know everything right now. What you have to know is you have to double whatever it costs you to produce a job. What you need to know, and this is difficult, guys. You can't backstep. You can't go around this stuff. You can't guess. You need to know what it costs you to run your business every month, every day, every year. And how do you do that? And Derek, I'm going to tell you how I did it.
Sure.
I'm going to tell you how I have to do it again. I get my notebook. It's my spiral notebook. I write insurances. I write salaries. I write truck payments. All this stuff that has to be paid, whether I have a job or not, whether it's raining or snowing or whatever, I have to write that check every freaking day. I write all those things down and I add them up. And then I divide by how many working days I have in a year. And that's what I have to pay. That's what it costs me to turn that light switch on. Before I put my light switch on in my office every day, That's what it costs me.
Yep.
Take that. Add in, for me, Derek, I add my net in there. I want to take in a couple hundred thousand dollars above and beyond for the just for the privilege of me being in business. That's what I have to make. Minimum.
Sure.
That's how you know what it costs you. When you know that, all these other things that you're talking about, Derek, all make sense.
Yep.
If you don't know that number, what you just said makes no sense to nobody. But I got to make it really dumb because that's how I am. I have to get stupid about things because that level you're talking about, a lot of people aren't going to get that.
No, I think we're saying the same thing. I think the difference is I took it a little farther because you have to figure out what your expenses are for a whole year. That's your overhead. What does it cost you to operate for a whole year? And you're doing it. You're just dividing it by your working days. But then you also divide it by how many days are in the month. And that gets you your daily. I like the daily. You're right there. Instead of seeing the bigger number, I want to see the smaller number. Because here's what happens, Tim. When I'm on the phone and I'm talking to somebody and I'm doing the Shin Fu, I'm in step one, I'm in motive and I'm listening. What am I listening for? I'm trying to create bond and rapport. I'm trying to understand the project. I'm trying to understand them. But what I'm listening for is what they want and how much it's going to cost. So if they say 10 by 14 pond, boom, it's in my head. If they say I want a waterfall, if they say they want a landscape, they say they want a tree planted, they say they want trees taken out, they want mulch, and I'm listening. I'm asking other questions. It's like, oh, it's 10 by 14 or it's 30 linear foot of bed. Because what I'm doing is going, okay, I've got four trucks running. I got four trucks running here. And this job doesn't sound like it's going to be big money. Sounds like it's going to be small money. But if my construction truck can recover my overhead for one day, that gives me three more trucks to make money. Which truck could I put over there? And here's the thing, Tim. I'm not stupid. If I can't make $2,400 per truck, but I can still get somebody over there for a half day, maybe it's a full day, and still make $1,200 because all of my overhead's recovered, and I can do a $1,200 mulch job, or I can do a $1,200 cleanup, or I could do a $1,500, $1,600 quick little landscape. I did an $1,800 one yesterday. She said she didn't have a penny more to spend than $1,800. And I'm like, okay, let's figure this out. And then I put two of my guys over there. Not only did I put them over there, I put them over there because I knew the job they were on ran over a half day. So now I've got a half day to recover. And I just made that happen. So that's how my mind thinks too, is how can I look at what my operating expense are, overhead recovery, break even. Break even means the same thing. You broke even, you spent the money, and now anything past this, you'll make money. And you can do that for a year. You can go through and go, okay, here I am in July. Yes, I finally hit my break even. So now I've recovered all of my expenses for the whole year. So now anything for the next 6 months, I don't work 6 months. We work about 10 and a half, 11. Let's say for the next 5 months, everything I do is going to be profit. For me, that's too big. That's too big. Yeah. I got to bring it all the way back down to the day and just know when I'm listening what can happen. So here's what's happening, Tim. Like anything else, the more people you have, the lower your overhead operating costs are, because now you paid for that truck and you're just putting a body in there that's $30 an hour after burden. So then it's like, okay, that truck is actually cheaper to operate. So I'm doing these little small jobs, and people have a lot of these little small jobs and really efficient with it. I have all kinds of tools. I always have extra tools. I can put extra shovels in that truck. That doesn't cost anything. Those are what do you call them? Expendables. Just a consumable. Sorry. Those are just consumables. And yeah, we probably got another pressure washer. Yeah. Just happen to have an extra one. Okay, cool. So I'm always, when I'm listening, I'm in the motive. I'm always hustling here. I'm not trying to do these big works of art yet. We do some beautiful pieces, and I have other contractors I work with that build and help us with those. But dude, I'm a hustler, man. If I can go get that $5, I'm going to go get that $5. If I get that $500, I can get that $600. I can get that $15,000. I love this shit, dude. $15,000. I'm going to trademark that.
Yeah, I love it. So what I'm hearing, just to recap, is like you're considering a day being $5,000 or whatever the amount is for you, 26 or change. You're figuring all the other vehicles are past your break-even point. Now it's all gravy. And then you plug in half-day jobs or full-day jobs and spinning it out like that. If a team costs you, $2,500 a day, it's a half day, it's half of that is what, $750, if that's what you send in that truck out, or if it's at $1,500. Yeah. It's just half of that. Oh, it's a full day. It's a half day. It's never an hour. It's never 2 hours. It's never. It's a half day. Yeah. Call it what it is.
Yeah. And then, so here's what's cool too. Sometimes just maintenance is slowed down, water feature maintenance. And so here's the other thing we do too. We don't schedule based on convenience or when the job comes in. We schedule based on revenue. So we look at the whole week. What does that week need to be? What are these trucks? If each truck is on Monday, what's that truck going to produce? What's four of those trucks going to produce? And if we're doing really, really well by Wednesday and we got a little service call that comes in, it's like, well, if we can't tack that onto one, hell, I don't care if one person goes out on Thursday, that's all they do. And they go out and do a $350 service call because we scheduled all based on revenue and we made a shitload of money all the way up until Wednesday. And then most of my team's still working on Thursday, but I got this one, my maintenance chick, Jamie, my pond girl, she mm-hmm. might not have anything to do. She does some admin stuff. She catches up, but it's like, Jamie, go do that service call. Go get the 350. Because that 350,
dude, this is good.
That 350 tacked on to the 5,200 already recovered, and I got the other two trucks making money. That's just another 350 added on to say we only made 6,000 above that. Well, that's $6,350 bucks. I love this game now. I love it. I absolutely love it, man.
Derek, knowing your numbers and knowing you need to charge, it frees up just to have the conversation of what they want. And this, we can go through scheduling. We can talk about how you schedule because I think it's genius. And another time, not this time, this 50% thing, you got to wrap your head around it, know what it costs you. You have to know what it costs you to get to that number. And when you do that, it's so liberating. Piece of paper and a pencil, an Excel spreadsheet, whatever works for you.
Whatever it is. A manila folder. Just write it on the outside, whatever it is. Put your receipts in there. Go old school. When you get done with the job, and we can talk about that too. That's another episode of pre-job costing and post-job costing and what that looks like.
Derek, that's all I got. I got a blast. Thanks so much for hanging out, man. I love the topic. Love talking about money. Until next time, peace out, brother.